yum, yum, yum. Good morning. It is Friday, the 9th of November, and you are very welcome to day 9 of my Napod Pomo project for this year. Well, first of all, I'm going to say a very good morning to Rich and Jessica, who are currently in a car. I say currently, they will be very early this morning in a car driving to various places of work or school. I was told yesterday by Rich that these episodes that I'm recording at the moment are just the right amount of time for the drive. So, good morning to you both. Oh, please, Jessica. Anyway, it is literally, at the time of saying this, it has just turned 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to have to do something about this heating because I'm getting up about half past five, when the heating is only literally just kicked in. So the house is a little bit on the chilly side this morning, as it hasn't had the opportunity to warm up the entire house yet. But I will rectify that, I think, for tomorrow morning. just if you can hear a slight hissy noise in the background, I'm actually cooking lunch at the moment, believe it or not, because we're trying to get back into the habit of making lunches to take to work rather than eating from the restaurant or going to Tesco's or wherever lunchtime. I'm trying to make lunch now while I've got the opportunity. And our morning routine here is quite busy because there's five of us in this house. Either I have to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get out of everybody's way, or we have to be fairly tightly scheduled to get everything done so that everybody can get showers and get dressed and the like. So I'm taking the opportunity to do the lunch whilst I'm doing this recording. So if you do hear a hissing, I do apologise, but, tough. Anyway, this morning I want to talk to you about one of my guilty pleasures. And I can't remember where I got this idea from, but we were watching the final episode of Taskmaster. Al mentioned Taskmaster on one of his episodes. I think it was on day 6. I had this idea of talking about some of my guilty pleasures, some of which are cringeworthy, some of which less so. And this one is a soap opera. I used to listen to soap operas quite a bit. I've just given the game away, haven't I? I used to watch soap operas quite a bit in my earlier years. I followed, you know, Coronation Street and Emmerdale and EastEnders. And I suppose you could say that Casualty and Holby City medical dramas are also kind of in the soap opera style, maybe. Basically, I only now consume one soap opera, and that's The Archers. Now, The Archers is the world's longest-running audio drama. The tagline for it is a contemporary drama in a rural setting. It's set in the fictional town of Ambridge in the equally fictional town of, county of Borsetshire. Now, I started listening to Archers in the lead-up to the 60th anniversary of the show back in January 2011. It was part of a week-long special which culminated in the death of one of Ambridge's much-loved characters, Nigel Pargiter, who had been played by the actor Graham Seed for almost 30 years. And that the producers wanted to do something special to mark the 60th anniversary of the drama. And they claimed, and this was actually quite a big part of the lead-up, they claimed that it would, open quotes, shock Ambridge to the core, close quotes. And that title, that teaser line, took off so strongly in the lead up to this anniversary storyline, it even had its own hashtag, hash SATTC, shock Ambridge to the core. Now, because of the upcoming anniversary, and there was a lot of media coverage, newspapers, radio, and online media outlets were making quite a big deal about this upcoming storyline, and the fact that it was pretty well hyped, I have to admit. And I was incredibly intrigued to understand what the fuss was. So I waited until that week that was leading up to this big storyline and the actual anniversary. And I started listening on that Monday, which I think was the 28th or 29th of December of 2010. And I started listening to it, and I've got to admit, I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. I had real trouble separating the voices. I had real trouble keeping up with the different storylines, and the fact that you could have, up to 20, possibly even more, different scenes within this 12, 13-minute audio segment. And as somebody who's coming from the outside with no understanding of who the characters are or anything like that, you end up struggling to separate the voices, to separate the storylines. And you're like, well, hang on a minute, weren't we talking about apples in the previous section, and suddenly we're now talking about, cow poo. I don't know. But I suppose it had its advantages that the first thing was, because you couldn't see anything, there was no visual accompaniment to this this show, you had the added benefit of being able to build up your own visual picture of what was happening. And I think that actually made it easier to start to break up the story segments, to create your own faces behind the voices that you were hearing. And of course, it also meant that I could listen to it in the car, because it wasn't a television program, it wasn't a visual media. So you could quite easily listen to the episodes in the car. And as I was listening to podcasts anyway at that time, it just seemed logical just to start listening to this this build-up to the anniversary. So I started doing that. I started listening to it in the car. It was really, really good. The anniversary storyline it exceeded my expectations. I didn't have high expectations for it, because I'd heard that, The Archers was cheesy. It was, they're pretty much exactly the same as any other soap opera that existed at the time, television ones, where it's formulaic and it's... it wasn't. It really wasn't. Now, The Archers has had some fairly major storylines since I've been listening in the last nearly 8 years now. Wow. Covering things like fraud and marital affairs. There was a hit-and-run storyline a couple of years ago. And probably the most controversial of all of them, and I would say probably also the one that had the biggest real-world media coverage, was the storyline between Rob Titchener and Helen Archer. So this was a huge storyline that spanned over, it must have been a couple of years, of domestic abuse and the whole concept of coercive control. And the storyline culminated in there was an altercation where Rob was stabbed by Helen. Now, as the listener, we know exactly what happened. He actually goaded her to do it, and he wound her up so much that actually she had no choice, because she was acting in self-defense. We know this. Anyway, so that part of the storyline ended, and then a brand new part of the storyline started, which was like the trial of Helen Archer. And it had so much media interest. If you followed UK soap operas over the last few decades, you'll know that if there is a big storyline, then the media will cover it. You'll get commentary from the UK government. I remember, I wasn't listening at the time, but there was a storyline where Susan, oh crap, can't remember her name. Susan Carter was imprisoned for protecting her brother from a crime that he did. And she served time. She served a year in prison for it. And Michael Howard, who was the then Home Secretary of the UK, a minister in the United Kingdom government, he weighed in on the storyline by saying that the sentence that she'd received for what she had done was unusually harsh. So, you know, it affects everybody. It really does. This storyline, the Rob Titchener and Helen Archer one, was so intense and so hard-hitting that it effectively split the fan base almost in two. The particular storyline even stopped my wife Caroline from listening to the show completely. She started, I don't know, probably a year and a half before this all kicked off. And she stopped listening completely because she didn't like where it was going. It was so, I want to say realistic, but again, there was a split of opinion on that. Some people saying that it was really realistic, some saying it wasn't. But anyway, for me, the lead up to the 60th anniversary in 2011 and starting to get into it and starting to engage with some of the characters, for me, it started a love of audio dramas and by extension, a love of non-technical spoken word podcasts. So I've listened to technical podcasts for years, but now I'm starting to really enjoy audio dramas, comedy shows, audio comedy shows. And most recently, and this year in fact, I've started getting into true crime. So yeah, the Archers is a real guilty pleasure for me. It is my priority podcast. Whenever an episode is released, it jumps straight to the top of my listening queue, regardless of what's in there at the time. I will always, even my own podcast or podcasts that I'm involved in, they will always take second fiddle to the Archers. It always goes to the top of my queue. I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any questions about this, or if you have any similar experiences or guilty pleasures of such like, then please do let me know. And I challenge the other Napod Pomoists that I'm currently following, which are Al, Jonathan, and Matt. If you have any guilty pleasures at all, doesn't necessarily have to be television programs or radio shows that you listen to, anything at all, then I challenge you to address that in your own shows. If there are any other guilty pleasures you want me to cover off, any subjects that you think that I might have guilty pleasures, believe me, I have many. I confessed a few days ago about my love and appreciation for Barry Manilow. That's definitely a guilty pleasure because, you know, under normal circumstances, I probably should be embarrassed about it. But you know what? I'm not. Tomorrow, I will be talking about social media. And more importantly, the question about how many different social media networks you truly need to be a part of. I kind of re-signed up for a social network on Wednesday night, I think it was. And yeah, I've got quite a few social networks on the go, none of which I use. So the question of how many social networks do you actually need to be a part of, I'll be recording that one just after midnight tonight for the Saturday morning release. Thank you to Craig, who liked my Day 7 Facebook post literally about 1 minute after I'd finished recording Day 8. Thanks also to Steffi, Jonathan, Codger, Chris, Al and Matt, all of whom have interacted with me over the last 24 hours. I hope you'll be able to join us tonight for the live recording of the Bugcast over at thebugcast.org/live from 9:30 p.m. UK time. Regardless, I will be back here tomorrow.